clean up or pay up. That was the stark message of Environment Minister Libor Ambrosek to the German state of Saxony-Anhalt on Monday, the latest round in a dispute over German rubbish dumped illegally in the Czech Republic. The comments came amid reports that the illegal dump in disused farm buildings in the North Bohemian village of Lipčeves was again on fire. My colleague Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. So, Rob, what prompted Mr. Ambrosek to make these comments?
Well, Pavla, there have been several cases of German waste being imported illegally to the Czech Republic over the last few months. And the one that the media has seized upon has been the village of Lipčeves, because someone keeps setting fire to it, basically. Firemen were called out for the third time on Monday to put out the fire at this rubbish dump, which consists of waste brought here illegally from Germany.
Right, so what does Mr. Ambrosek want the Germans to do?
Well, Mr. Ambrosek wants the authorities in the state of Saxony-Anhalt to remove the waste by the end of April. If they don't, he says, then Czechs will dispose of the rubbish and send the bill to the government of Saxony-Anhalt. He says the Germans are dragging their feet over the matter and, following a bilateral agreement, should have removed it already.
But, Rob, as I understand it, it was a Czech firm which actually imported the waste and dumped it illegally. Why should the Germans have to clean it up?
Well, very good question, Pavla. And for an answer to that question, I called Mr. Ambrosek's spokeswoman, Karolina Šulová.
Ten důvod je jednoduchý. Na té německé straně bylo porušeno nařízení...
The answer is simple. The German side has violated the terms of a regulation issued by the Council of the European Economic Community that monitors the disposal of waste. The fault lies with a German exporter of the waste who failed to ascertain whether the waste was being sent to a facility which was equipped to deal with it. So they exported the waste, or in this case, passed the waste on to another firm, and this firm dumped it in an old cowshed. What's more, this firm had no authority to dispose of waste products.
Right, so we understand why it's the German authorities who are responsible, but why has Mr. Ambrosek, who seems like a rather mild-mannered minister, taken such a strident position?
Well, two reasons, really. One, he's under pressure from the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek, who has criticised Mr. Ambrosek over the speed in which this matter is being resolved. And the second, of course, it's 7 weeks, less than 7 weeks now, before the elections. And so politicians are keen to make an impact on the public, especially on issues like this one, which really has featured heavily in the newspapers and which a lot of Czechs do care about.
Thank you very much for that, Rob Cameron.